great things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every individual, family, and nation has a motto, something to walk with its God. It could be a pin of save, it's a pin of gain. Think before you speak, not to be served, but to serve. Where there is a will, there is a way, and many more. Whatever a person of that self motto endures for, he spends his time, his talent, his money, his health to reach his objective. A person who is born again of the water and of the Spirit has a motto too. But he does not get rid from the wise sayings of the great men of yesterday. He gets rid from the word of God, inspired word. And through this word, the Holy Spirit motivates him, directs him, and guides him. And so, the Christian makes Christ's purpose, his purpose, Christ's aim, his aim, Christ's motto, his motto. Keeping these facts in mind, let us, God help him, speak in the words of our Savior, as we find recorded in St. John chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. Jesus and his disciples were passing through the streets of Jerusalem. The disciples noticed a man had been born blind. Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, in that he was born blind? Said Jesus, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the Lord, the rest might be made manifest. In other words, this man's blindness is not due to any specific sin on his or his parents' part, but to bring to view certain truths and to provide me with an opportunity to perform a deed of mercy upon his body and soul. This Christ states that he came into the world for a specific purpose, realizing that this is one of the things that he had come to do before his death on the cross. It is no wonder that he cried out, I must watch the works of him that sent me. But the plan and the purpose for your life, amen. He sees and sees us. And then, that's for the cross, and then he opens gates of opportunity. As we develop, he leads us into greater services. Additionally, Jesus said, I must work the work of him while it is day and night cometh when no man can work. He recognized that the time for his earthly life was drawing to a close, and that he needed to use this time to do this particular thing. You know something? This day, this hour, this time has been given to us to do some specific thing. The time to do it is now. That is what Jesus did. He stands before blind men. He speaks in us. Scripture tells us he sat on the ground, made clear of the city, lighted the man's heart. Then he said, go wash in the pool. He obeyed, and the scripture says he came to him. Jesus went to work and helped this man where he needed help most. To enable him to see for the first time the face of Jesus, his beautiful world, the faces of his parents, relatives, and friends. As we love Christ, we should give evidence by loving and serving people and helping where it hurts most. In the sanitation strike in Memphis, Tennessee, Dr. Martin Luther King was killed. After the riots are over, after the temples have cooled down, And after some people had put the power of prayer, the hatred in one corner of their heart, the union leaders offered to transport the middle class white into a black pocket of poverty. The invitation was accepted. Two buffaloes went on field. Needless to say, it was an eye-opener when they walked into many of those homes. It said that one lady was so touched, she went out and bought 40 sheets and pillowcases. And then she brought it to one of the homes. She felt weird about it. A few weeks later, she went back. And as she walked to her home, she did not see sheet one, pillowcases. She was great.